Okay, this may be the only place you hear this news. The Basketball World Championship is going to begin in Turkey at the end of the month. Team USA played an exhibition game this weekend against France. They beat them 86-55. That's pretty good. The Team USA doesn't have Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, LeBron something. But they do have somebody named Kevin Durant. Joining us to explain is Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. But my first question, Ibrahim, is the Basketball World Champions... Who is watching the Basketball World Championship?
Well, okay, so in the game that Jim Naismith started with a round ball and a peach basket in Springfield, Massachusetts, the American game, the United States has not won the Basketball World Championship since 1994. So for those of us that want to see the American dominance in the game that we created, that makes it relevant. The other point here is that 19% of NBA players are internationally born. They're foreign-born players. The game is more now international than it has ever been, and that means the talent on the other teams is actually extremely high.
But isn't this kind of because, like the Olympics, it's because most of the professional players aren't playing in this World Championship?
There's a lot of reasons why a lot of people aren't playing. Some of the big men, the team this year is very small. It's just a short, in a sense, lineup. Most of the players were born in the 80s. So they're young.
Old.
They haven't played at this level before. Most of them haven't played an international competition.
Yeah, they're in their 20s.
They're in their 20s. So this is a very green group in terms of their experience at this level. So I think this team is going to be an interesting team to watch. But also that because a lot of players, you know, like LeBron and Dwayne Wade, they're trying to get it together to figure out how they're going to play together. So a lot of players are focusing on trying to prepare for the next season.
Interesting connection there, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So are you trying to say that the United States, because of this guy Kevin Durant you want to talk about, are you trying to say we actually have a chance this year?
I love Kevin Durant. He's a young player. He's very humble. He's got an extremely long wingspan. He's got a very – and the New York Times yesterday called his jumper a supple jump shot. Mike D'Antoni, the coach of the Knicks, has claimed that he might have the best jump shot in the world.
Wow.
He's the anti-LeBron. He's – under the radar. He signed an contract extension this summer. He's completely humble. And I think that in the totality of NBA history, after the end of both of their careers, they're going to be very similar. I think Kevin Durant is going to probably end up having more NBA championships than LeBron James. And
wow.
Remember this year when the Oklahoma City played against the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, who's also on the USA men's team, they brought the Lakers to seven games and they only lost in the last minute of the seventh game.
Well, if Kevin Durant actually brings the win in the World Championships to the United States, we're probably going to hear his name more.
Without a doubt. I mean, him, Derrick Rose, the entirety of the squad, they're really incredible. They're fast. They're speedy. They're going to be a good team.
And you're watching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he and men only him. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Good morning.